along. Hi, I'm Blake Roberts, and normally you would hear commentary by Deck Talk that Snoopy had programmed. However, back in August 2012, Snoopy had nerve damage and has gone downhill ever since. He can no longer use his hands, and basically he is paralyzed for an unknown reason. Back in the 1980s, Dennis Quatt, with the help of a team at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, invented Deck Talk. Three different stories are going around about why Dennis Quatt made Deck Talk sing. One was a bet, another was a birthday gift to his daughter Laura, and the third was to give disabled people a way to sing. For many years, Snoopy only knew of Dennis's desire to give disabled people a way to sing, and he wanted to carry that on. He spent many years learning how to program Deck Talk to sing. This was before the internet, and he had no idea that other people around the United States were also making it sing. And when the internet came about, a Deck Talk listserv was formed, and that's how Snoopy and I met. Through Snoopy's work, he has helped me learn how to make Deck Talk sing. He has also helped many other disabled people sing with their devices. And through his music, he has led some people to Jesus. If you are disabled in any way, and if you feel alone, remember that there is always someone praying for you. Snoopy believes that it was the desire of Dennis Quatt for individuals such as Snoopy and others to be able to sing using Deck Talk. If Snoopy doesn't get better, this may be his last album. The first song on this album is called A Song for the Lonely, and Snoopy hopes that whoever hears this album will remember that if you hear this prayer, someone cares for you. Whatever you want to do in your life, God can make it possible.